Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Brad Halterman, Conservation Director of Guthrie County. We continue with our conversation about Nations Bridge Park, the new shower house that will be implemented.
And then when you're installing a new shower house at Nations Bridge, I know you can't talk about all the details, but are you looking to maybe implement new technology or make it bigger or add more stalls or stuff like that? Are you looking to add more stuff to this?
The new shower house will definitely be more user-friendly, for sure. Right now, the old shower house that's down there is a men's and a women's side, and there's basically just a sink and a couple showers on each side. So we're looking at the new shower house to have two different rooms, obviously, and each of those will have a shower, a sink, but also restroom facilities in there too. So that's a huge upgrade from the old one to the new one. So each side of it will just be a lot more user friendly, and again adding restroom facilities to the shower house to each side of that will be a big improvement also.
Finally, wrap up summer camping season and some of the fall camping. How profitable was camping in Guthrie County?
We had a very good summer. Here at the county, our camping season is kind of split between two different fiscal years. So, you know, June 30th, we finished one fiscal year, and July 1st, we picked up another one. I can say that keeping track of our camping revenues for last fiscal year, for fiscal year 2020, we had a record-breaking fiscal year camping season. I can tell you from July 1st to right now, we are right on track again with seeing those numbers of campers and revenues this fiscal year also. So our fiscal year, we're only halfway through the camping season. Obviously, we'll pick it back up next spring. But so far, this last half of this summer, we're seeing the same number of campers and same revenues coming in as we did that record-breaking year before. So it's been a fun summer. It's been a busy summer. We've enjoyed seeing all of the folks back out using our areas and seeing those number of campers back in our campground. So we're hoping that our goal is to keep providing those services and continuing to improve our campgrounds with what we can do to continue to provide a nice area for couples and families to come on out and camp and use those areas and have some fun and have a good relaxing time while doing it.
And then as the weather cools off, as hunting is underway this weekend, what should people know about pheasant hunting?
Yeah, the pheasant season opens up this Saturday, the 30th. Traditionally, the opening of pheasant season has always been a big weekend for outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen, traditionally throughout the whole state of Iowa. So the counts are have been done as far as pheasant numbers are showing good numbers. So there's pheasants out there for folks to go out and try to harvest. It's just finding areas with the cover and the habitat for them to use. You know, for pheasant hunting, there are some kind of specific rules and regulations that folks want to keep in mind so that they don't end up doing something the wrong way. One of the big ones is that for pheasant hunting, to actually be out, pheasant hunting, along with needing your license and habitat stamp and things like that, Hunter Orange is required to have on you to wear when you're out pheasant hunting. You need to wear at least one of the articles of clothing as far as being Hunter Orange, and at least 50% of those surface area needs to be that orange. So we're talking about like a solid blaze orange hat or cap or vest, coat, jacket, sweatshirt, shirt, even coveralls. Just understanding that you need to have that Hunter Orange on when you're out hunting. Another big one is when you're transporting pheasants, when you're hauling pheasants from where you hunted back home or wherever you're going, that while you're transporting those, that a foot or a fully feathered wing or a fully feathered head has to remain on the attached to that pheasant that you're transporting within the state of Iowa here. So you can field dress your birds out there in the field, but the carcass must remain intact, and it has to have a fully feathered wing or head still attached to that. So those are two of the things that conservation officers out and about are looking for and making sure that folks are following that rule. But safety is the number one concern for everyone out there. Just get out and have fun, but do things safely and the right way, and it's a good time.
Where would you point people to go pheasant hunting in Guthrie County?
Yeah, Guthrie County, as far as upland cover for pheasant hunting, probably the best place to go with the habitat and the cover and the birds would be out to Bays Branch. State-owned area, out to the north and east of Panora a little bit. There's a lot of good habitat out there. When you got habitat, you'll have the birds out there too. I would just again go back to the safety issue. Is you know, it's opening weekend and there's going to be other folks out there, so. Just do things the right way and the safe way and the way that things are supposed to be done and so that everybody can have a good time.
Thank you so much, Brad, for your time.
Yeah, Logan, any time. Good talking with you.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Conservation Director Brad Holterman. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.